Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of our Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While they warn off the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now draw. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. That's a pretty sad state of affairs. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is seek the kingdom. That's what you and I did. We sought the kingdom and its righteousness. The message for your day, then you have it all. You don't have to go out ripping people off and worry about finances and everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's in the Bible, eh? Then all these things will be added unto you. If you're rich, you still don't have safety, you know? When the Bible says all these things, that means you're going to have safety. You're going to have heavenly bodyguards. All these things. You're going to have health. Just everything. This world needs salvation. See, in that colony, you don't need salvation. They get you deceived to thinking that they're rigmarole baptism, then you don't really need true salvation. You bypass that. I was singing a song last night. Were you there when our Savior knelt and prayed? Were you there when our Savior knelt and prayed? Oh, sometimes I tremble. Were you there when our Savior knelt and prayed? Were you there when they took him in the night? Were you there? took him in the night. Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they took him in the night? Were you there when before Pilate he did stand? Were you there when before Pilate he did stand? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when before Pilate he did stand? Were you there when they mocked him in the street? Were you there when they mocked him in the street? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they mocked him in the street? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Will you hear when the Savior calls your name? Will you hear when the Savior calls your name? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Will you hear when the Savior calls your name? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Oh, sometimes I tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Yeah, if we would have been there, we would have done the same thing they did.
Let's crucify him. Get him out of here. We're all guilty of that. I said that. Someday we're going to have to give account for... You didn't give account for your sins. You're going to give account for rejecting what Jesus did at Calvary. People did reject it on a day-to-day basis. And then they get this on. That camouflage Christianity. Mm-hmm. And that other thing is just a substitute. It's all just, it's not real. It's not like this here's the real salvation message. You don't get saved by living in the commune. It's deception. And people are so ignorant and stupid, they don't think for themselves.
How can you get saved with a program? It's just a program.
And the heck of it is, it's a demonic program. It's of the devil. Religious program. Kind of sad that the devil can take people, that grown people that got a mind to think for themselves, mm-hmm. and then I was always puzzled. I wasn't worried about my salvation, and then that other thing was not compatible to what I read in the Bible. But what we found out, and the Lord put us on the journey, and we're exposing it for what it is. Mm-hmm. That's our main job.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live
And oh, the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the air. I know the Lord will make him come back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the air. I know the Lord is coming back for me.
You got this scripture, yes, a song.
Heilen fleucht die bange Zeit.
In that state of the day, that's what we're going to have to give account for. Lass mich nicht in meinen Tod, in der beklemmt die letzte Not. Du warst vielleicht zu spät gedenken. Lass mich in Geist mit Zittern sehen, die Seele hin zum Richtstuhl gehen, wo sie der Kalt des Zorns vertränken. Und sie das schwere Rechnen tut von Jesu Kreuz, von Jesu Blut. We're going to have to all give account for rejecting that very thing, that salvation, what Jesus did at Calvary. Und sie das schwere Rechnen tut von Jesu Kreuz, von Jesu Blut. I need it in English. Oh, do not leave me in my death. And they in the distress, last distress, first perhaps too late remember, let me see in spirit with trembling, let my soul go to the judgment seat, where the cup of wrath will drench her, when there she shall do hard reckoning of Jesus' cross, of Jesus' blood. See, we're going to give an account for her. Rejecting the very thing when Jesus did at Calvary. That's what we were all about. We were going right to the core. We were going right down where the salvation is. It's all about Calvary. It's not about the commune. It's all not about the dress code. It's not about all the substitute that the devil has infiltrated the human race with. It's all about Calvary. It's all about Jesus. And if you reject that, you're going to have to give an account for it. You're not going to hell because you're a sinner. It's just we are. We're sinners. That's it. But you're going to go to hell for rejecting the very thing that could have helped you. That's why we keep talking about that Hutterite deception. It's so deceptive that people, they go through this world and they're convinced that that's all they need to do for their salvation. And it's all just deceiving spirits, seductions of devils, that Satan has somehow managed to convince the people that this is that. We've just tried to put the light on the scripture. It's just all we're doing. We're trying to drag everything back into the reality of the matter. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Calvary. But the devil did after that. He camouflages everything. But see, we got a job to do. We're holding on to the fort. We're holding on. See, the things that have been given to in Laodicea. See, we're not preachers. We're just keeping this thing alive, yanking people beckoning to the reality of what happened in the church age of Laodicea. God did send a prophet. God, that angel. It was that angel that was speaking. That this is the revelation God gave to the angel, to give to the human race. Even this closing days of time, that this is going to be eternal life. All you got to do is tap into what God has done throughout the grace age. He had these seven angels, and each one had these angels. They came to each church age necessary throughout the grace age. For you and I, everything is so simple. And anything outside of that channel is going to be infiltrated by these seducing spirits and by these doctrines of devils and by these antichrists. That's exactly what happened. 1520, we keep saying it over and over again. When Martin Luther was there, Satan, he put, Martin Luther put that whole, put the devil out of commission, so to speak, the Roman Catholic Church. What they did in the Dark Ages, Satan was having himself a heyday. Along comes Martin Luther, and he put that thing out of commission single-handedly. And the devil, he didn't like it. And then comes these antichrists. What they did, they were combating everything Martin Luther ever taught. And then along comes these antichrists. Along comes Zwingli, Jakobut, Andreas, Aaron, Pride, Peter, Ritterman, these tugs. They're nothing but Satan's tugs. And I didn't know that way back then. I'd just been studying extensively, and that's what I come up with. And it's the truth. If you're not connected to these seven stars, they believe you and me, anything outside of that channel, it's just going to send you out to hell. And that, just that simple. You got to be part of that stream. That anything outside of these angels, that's that stream. That's that stream that the Weisheit and Strong. And anything outside of that, believe you me, he'll send you out to hell. And that because Satan, he's very furious. Because the Spirit of the Living God upset his whole apple cart. You think he's taking that sitting down? He's going to put up a fight. And then that's what he did with these zealots, with these religious leaders. With these Jacob Hutters and these Aaron the Bride. And to this day, we listed that. Some guy preaching yesterday, and I think they were ordaining some guy down in Oak Bluff, and then they had a different people talking there, and oh man, what an empty life that these poor people have to go through, simply because they're not doing what they ought to be doing. They don't seek their salvation with fear and trembling like you and I have. Mm-hmm. But that's just the nature of the beast, and nothing we can do about it. We're just moving on. We just tapped into something. We were searching and we found it. And all we're doing, we're holding on to the things that have been firmly established in the church of Laodicea, trying to keep it alive, trying to breathe some life into it, and to keep it from all the forces that are coming against us. And just trying to keep it alive. The fact that God sent the prophet, and then he was Brother Branham, the vocal cord to continue on with the program, and then he used Brother Jackson, and then he went off to say, now he's using us to just simply hold on to the things that have been firmly established. Just that simple. And we're just moving on with the truth. The truth keeps marching on. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is hinting out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lament of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth. Or is that thing we had yesterday. Just continue on where the fear of God and time of ordeal. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Why don't you read it? My Ausspruch is not as clear as you. There's so much in that. You got a clearer way of reading than I do. You want to read it? That whole thing?
Okay.
Yeah.
The fear of God in time of ordeal. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Be sincere of heart, be steadfast, and do not be alarmed when disaster comes. Cling to him, and do not leave him, so that you may be honored at the end of your days. Whatever happens to you, accept it, and in the uncertainties of your humble state, be patient. Since gold is tested in the fire, and chosen men in the furnace of humiliation. Trust him and he will uphold you. Follow a straight path and hope in him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Do not turn aside in case you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust him and you will not be balked of your reward. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for everlasting happiness and mercy. Look at the generations of old and see, whoever trusted in the Lord and was put to shame. That's a question. Whoever trusted in the Lord and was put to shame, or whoever feared him steadfastly and was left forsaken. That's another question. Or whoever called out to him and was ignored. Another question. For the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He forgives sins and saves in days of distress. Woe to faint hearts and listless hands, and to the sinner who treads two paths. Woe to the listless heart that has no faith, for such will have no protection. Woe to you who have lost the will to endure. What will you do at the Lord's visitation? Those who fear the Lord do not disdain his words, and those who love him keep his ways. Those who fear the Lord do their best to please him, and those who love him find satisfaction in his law. Those who fear the Lord keep their hearts prepared and humble themselves in his presence. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, not into the hands of men. For as his majesty is, so too is his mercy.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, Lord. I just pray you give us the grace to expound on it, to explain it, especially in these closing days of time. Many things that you've revealed to us here in this end time, Lord, the hour we're living in, the midnight cry, all these things you've done simply because one day you came by our way and you told us you're coming soon. You're coming in our lifetime, Lord. And we believe that when we set our faces a flint and then they brought us to the message of the day, to the prophet of the day, to what you're doing here in the church here to lay the seed, to that angelic and that apostolic ministry, Lord. All we're doing now, we're holding on to the things that have been firmly established to the hour we're now living in, the church age of Laodicea, Lord. We just ask for grace to continue on, so that one day we'll be found faithful doing the very job that you've ordained us to do, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
The one says the fear of the Lord. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Another one translates it, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for persecution. On the German, mein Kind, willst du Gottes Diener sein, so schicke dich zur Anfechtung. But if I had to bring it from our experience, from you and my experience, I would have to say, my son, if you want to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for excitement. Because we've had a very, very exciting life ever since the Lord put us on the journey. But what the Lord does, he wants to make sure he's not giving you an easy path. You know, and that's why prepare yourself for an ordeal. Well, prepare yourself for persecution. You're going to be persecuted, but in that persecution, it's like Paul said, it's the power of God unto salvation. And that persecution, they're a joy unspeakable, full of glory. And I, like I say, if I had to, when I take inventory of my life, ever since the Lord put me on the journey, yeah, I was not a happy camper, but the thing of it is, your soul is my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Your heart and your soul is at peace, and we've had some tremendous experiences on this journey here. And so it's really not, you're being persecuted, but the thing of what I'm trying to say, there's more joy and there's more of an adventure than there is the persecution end of it. I mean, if I'm coming through it, it's like for you and I, where you and I come, the things that we've experienced on this journey, imagine the scriptures just being opening up to us, and the tremendous revelation of that midnight cry that somehow the Lord brought us together, and then he allowed us to search the scriptures between the two of us, and we come out with a lot of answers. We come out that midnight cry, and we know exactly where we are at time. Everything that we say and do is backed up by scripture. So I'd say to the, I would personally say, if I was to express myself, prepare yourself for a very adventurous journey. That's really the bottom line. That's what I'm trying to say here. It's not the persecution is a piece of cake. That's all part of the program. But in that persecution, there's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, man, the things that you and I have experienced on this journey. We were able to travel. We were able to see the sights and the sounds. And we were able to see the canyons and the mountains. So many good things. But most of all, we see things in the scriptures that solid and profound. The fact that God brought us. We had such a hunger for reality, the fact that God brought us to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson here in these closing days of time. And now we can tell that to people, and we know exactly what's going on outside of that channel, outside of that chapter. Everything is outside of that chapter has been infiltrated by Satan, because I tell you, when I saw that, I went back and did some studying about the Church Age of Sardis back in the 1520, and I was wondering how come so quickly after Martin Luther completely single-handedly put that Roman Catholic Church out of business, and the government of Germany, they protected them, that Pope couldn't kill them. And eventually, 100 years or so later, Napoleon put that piece of garbage into prison, and he died in prison. Put that thing a deadly wound, exactly what the scripture says. He dealt him a deadly wound, and now his deadly wound is being healed again. He's coming back to power, the Vatican is. But see, what Martin Luther did, he put that thing out of commission, like I say, exactly what the Bible says. He dealt it a deadly wound, and now all of a sudden the whole European world is free, and then all of a sudden they found America, and Christopher Columbus discovered America around that time, 1492, and everything was going towards get out of the clutches of the Roman Catholic Church. And here, Satan didn't take that lightly, and he brought in his Antichrist. He brought in these tubs. He brought in this Andreas Ehrenpreis. He brought in Peter Riedemann. Oh, just to combat exactly what Martin Luther did. And it's this still eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send. He sent that Martin Luther. And Martin Luther, outside of Martin Luther, you're going to be falling right into the Satan's trap. And that's exactly what Zwingli and what these tugs did. They kind of combated everything that Martin and Luther said, and they brought in this legalistic thing. Now, all of a sudden, you have to live in the commune. The only way you can take care of your brother if you live in the commune type setting. And it's just nothing but brought on by Satan. And now you see the result of it. The countries are full of Hutterite communities. Not only Hutterite, the Amish and the Mennonite and the Society of Brethren. It's all nothing but infiltrated by these antichrists. Because it still stands true to form. This is going to be eternal life that they believe on them whom I will send. God never did send that Abraham Arnold. God never did send Andreas Annabrite. God never did send Jacob Uther. These were sent by Satan and Antichrist vessels, and now you see the results of it. Now you see the fruit of it. What's the fruit of it? Just go look around these leaders in these colonies. How they pervert the scriptures, and how it's kind of a sad thing to see. We go to the Costco and we go to the store and we see their women, and your heart goes out of them. They're completely clueless, simply because the preachers of the Hutterite preachers has kept the truth from the things that really matter. They kept them from their people, and they're walking around like zombies, completely clueless of the hour you're living in. There's nothing that you and I can do. All you and I can do is just keep pounding the drums, and hopefully, maybe somewhere along the road, one of these preachers will get enough backbone together that they'll come inside with us and tell people the truth of the matter. But see, they do exactly what Jesus said. You yourself cannot come in. What they do, I presented them with the truth. I told that Arnold from Acadia exactly about what we're saying here, that God sent the prophet. I told that Leonard from Delta all of that stuff. But see, it's sending the books, what they do, they throw them out, and they disregard. They don't even have enough capacity in their brain, and their pea ball of a brain, to go actually look at it, and then see what they do. Then they keep the door shut for the people that really do want. You see the hunger and the thirst and their people and the people's eyes. And they know there's something else, but they keep the door shut. They themselves cannot convince themselves to enter in, to even search it out. So they do exactly what the Bible says. They keep the door shut so that those that do want to enter in, those that do want to have truth and reality, they make sure that they don't get it. They penalize them for even as much as asking a question, you know. It's a pathetic picture out here, but see, we're just keeping on, keeping on. That's been our assignment, to continue on and to make sure that this thing doesn't go to sleep. It's just that simple, and that's all we're doing. We're just trying to keep it alive here in these closing days of time.
That's right. Like John said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. When you look up the word Antichrist, it basically means an imposter.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they copy Christianity, but they are imposters. They're not real. That's what the early church already noticed, because when you go to the book of Revelation and you look at those four horse riders, that white horse rider, that spirit of Antichrist started riding as soon as towards the end of the first century there, that Antichrist spirit was riding, that white horse rider. And that you can already read in the epistles that they had to start dealing with these imposters that rose up among the congregation and started to bring in damnable heresies. That's what they were doing. They were bringing in false doctrines. And you can look at those horse riders. Don't be fooled that when Martin Luther, you're looking at the black horse rider was riding because of the dark ages, that Antichrist spirit was still active and alive. Satan just sees how he can infiltrate, and then he uses all these different voices to come out and to lead people astray. See, they're imposters of Christ, and they lead people astray. They don't have the real faith, because when you will, now you can already start to see the fruits of things. Back then, you didn't really see what it will materialize into. But now you can see what that Hutterite structure or any of the denominations out there, what their structure is all about. And you can see the fruits of it now, because it's not based on that one God, one faith, and one baptism. If you don't have that foundation, it is that spirit of Antichrist that has led people astray. And no matter how you look at it, like, I was always so concerned, like, when I was young, like, about things. Like, I was always so, there was such a concern in me and such a concern for other people about where are people going to spend eternity? What's going to be their destination? Where are they going to be? And you know, there are many times when I lived in the colony, that I woke up, I was so scared, because looking back now, I didn't know at the time what it was all about. But when you're living in an environment that's not real, like that whole belief structure is built on Roman Catholicism, and I would wake up and I would, like, my heart was pounding, and I would be literally scared. Because, you know, I didn't know where I'm going to be, where I'm going to be after this life. And people, they just take everything hook, line, and sinker, what these people say. But I learned very early on, the Lord started dealing with me to go and search things out on my own, because nobody's going to do it for you. You think these preachers up in the pulpit are going to save your soul. They're not going to do that. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's up to every individual to go search these things out. And if you just sit there and you're content with what these preachers are saying, they're saying that the Diana, the leader, what if the leader doesn't know what he believes himself? What if that leader's faith is not based on the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone? What is if it's built on that Antichrist spirit, and you're going to be led astray with that preacher that's preaching there on the pulpit? That's why you need to go search these matters out to see if he's really telling you the truth and where his foundation is built on. If it's not built on that one God, one faith, one baptism, then he is part of that Antichrist spirit. It's just that simple. Because God in this age had a prophet. In the Laodicea church hour, he had that Malachi spirit. That spirit of Elijah was here to direct us back to the faith of the early church. And if these people don't bring that with them, then I would definitely have to say, don't even wish them Godspeed, because they're going to lead you astray. Because it's not part of that vine. Jesus being the vine and we are the branches. If you're not part of that structure, that if you're somewhere on La La Land, that's going to be led astray by that Antichrist spirit. Those Antichrists, John was already writing there, many Antichrists have gone out. Those Antichrists are still here today, that spirit, leading people astray, because they're not following the word of God.
That is exactly what the Bible says, blind leaders of the blind. Mm-hmm. And here, just two people just trying to keep this thing alive. We just, that's our job description. That's what the Lord woke us up. We were saying, I'm coming soon. Then he told me, seek the Lord while he may be found. And then we sought and we searched and we dug and we We sought and we searched some more, and here, lo and behold, the Lord brings us to the ministry of the hour, to the ministry of Laodicea, the church age message, to the ministry of Brother Brennan. We keep saying it over and over again because you have to repeat it. You're dealing with the people, the group of people, thousands upon thousands of people going along simply because they've been brainwashed by their teachers, by their leaders, mm-hmm. the blind leaders of the blind. Jesus had a problem with them. Back in his day, he was fighting them and he was exposing them. He started really slow. If you're righteous, that does not exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you can and no wise enter in. And the disciples, they were so dumbfounded, who then can be saved? Mm-hmm. See, they had the masses brainwashed. And the same thing today, when we listened to that donkey yesterday trying to preach something out there, it didn't make sense. I didn't listen much, but I can about imagine. But he was trying to tell the people, you have to do allow yourself to be led by the fear, just like Hitler. Back in the days of the Nazis, you had to be part of the Nazi program. Here's the same thing. You have to allow yourself by the fear, by the leaders of that Hutterite community. And they got the people believing they're garbage. But see, you and I, we went to the scripture. We found out it's not the way they say it, because it's all driven by a spirit of Antichrist. All their sermons and their teachings has been infiltrated by that spirit of Antichrist. All Yakabut and all these people that put these sermons out, they were leading and guided by that spirit of Antichrist. That's all it is. Now you see the fruit of it. What he's got out there? A bunch of people just groping around in the dark, completely clueless of the hour we're living in, and then you and I come along and it puts us in the out, because they can't, that Antichrist spirit and that charismatic spirit and that Hutterite spirit, it cannot handle the truth. So what they do what they've always done. They put you in the out, they put you out of their synagogues, and that's, it's all part of the program, but that doesn't stop you around. We're just continuing on. If they persecute you in one city, you go into the next. If they shut you down here, you just keep on going. And then that's exactly what we're doing. We know we're right. You know, we don't have to apologize to nobody what we're saying. When we tell these people that Hutterite thing is nothing but filled, completely polluted with Antichrist. It's an Antichrist teaching because it's not built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ be the chief cornerstone. It's built on Roman Catholicism. I've said it over and over again. They got their pope, but they get the deception, and just to deceive the people, they call them Iltis. But really, the reality of it, he's just their pope, and that's how, because it's all just built on Roman Catholicism. They got their confession booths and all their garbage. That all that Roman Catholic garbage and all that now. And then they're taking the people and they're leading them out to hell and death. And they don't even know. The hell is full of these Hutterites. There's some experience, some people. They had an out-of-the-body experience and they saw these Hutterites down in hell. Simply because they'd be deceived by their leadership. And it's the same thing today. That Arnold and that Leonard from Delta, that's their pope. And they're just as deceiving. They're just a bunch of deceivers. That's all they are. They don't have the brains of a pea ball. A little kid has more brains than they do. And they all they got is tradition. And like it's pretty pathetic, like I say, when you see their women walking in the store and they're completely clueless. And your heart goes out to them because these preachers have not taught them. They have not allowed this truth to come in and to teach them an hour that we're now living in. There's no words to describe the horror, what that's going to be in a day of judgment, where they're going to have to give an account for rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, for rejecting the message of your day. And all we're doing, we're just trying to warn them, trying to alert them, and they're going to give an account for rejecting this very truth. Just exactly what Israel went through when they rejected the prophet back in the day. Just like then they went out in the destruction of Jerusalem. Just like the Jews back at the turn of the century when they rejected the fishers. And then God The Bible says over Jeremiah, he'll send in the fishers, and the fishers, they were desirous. They went all around the world, and Herschel and all these people, they went around begging the Jews, it's time to go back to the homeland. And they made fun of them, just like they're making fun today, just like they're making fun of us, and they were just warning him, it's time to go back home. And then God, he's not going to be mocked. And he said he's going to send in the 100. And then God raised up Hitler in that Second World War. And there's millions of them got killed and butchered and slaughtered simply because they rejected the fishers. And then after that World War II, the Jew had only one ambition. I got to go back to the homeland because he lost 6 million of his followers and of the Jews were killed and butchered in that Holocaust simply because they rejected the fishers. And the same thing will happen here. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're not going to let these Hutterites get away with it simply because they're rejecting the truth. We've been beating the drums here for 40 years, and it falls on deaf ears. And they think, oh, we've been here for 400 years. The Lord has been dealing and taking care of us. But see, there comes a deadline, and God's going to hold them accountable for rejecting the truth for your day. And then all these people that they're keeping deceiving them, blind leaders of the blind. And I tell you what, there's going to be an accounting just like it was back in the Jews and the Holocaust. God came a day of reckoning. And the same thing is here, just up the road here, just the day of the Lord is coming, a great tribulation for the planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man. And all we're doing, we're just warning people. You can either take it or leave it. You can reject it and then suffer the consequences just like throughout history. All you got to do is look back in history. And you see what happens to people when they reject the truth. And all we're doing, we're telling people the truth of the matter. And you were reading that text, when you want to be God's servant, remember, when you're going to be persecuted, but in that persecution, there's joy unspeakable, full of glory, there's excitement, there's a lot of good stuff in there. God, finally we found out all we, you and I, have ever wanted was to have somebody get to go to this great God and have somebody to fellowship with. That's all we ever wanted in life, and now we got it, because that's all we ever wanted. The Lord gave us, and then he opened up his word to us, and then he gave us a job to do, to put out these warnings, to put out, to tell people about the truth of Laodicea. That's all we're doing. That's our job description. And all we ask from the Lord, just to be faithful and true, try to the very end. That's our only commission here in time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." And that's what the Lord did for us. He showed us the path of life. "And in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And that's what you have in the presence of the Lord. When you, even though you face persecution, but you have that joy, that fullness of joy and pleasures of forevermore. That's what you have.
Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we just want to let people know the truth, Lord. But each and up to each and every one, Lord, if they can go search these things out and accept the truth or accept the lie, Lord. And that's basically what it's all about. It's the lie versus the truth, Lord. And people have that responsibility. They need to go check these things out if these things are not so. Lord, so we just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.